as you know, we're going to do a special, I guess, a distributor of the month interview. The distributor I'm about to interview on the call tonight, and those, for those of you that got on after I announced myself, my name is Dave Gerhart, and we've got some hot new teams around the country with some hot new leaders. And once in a while, these get into the company spotlight, and they're spotlighted on our loop and on our website and so forth. And then we would like to do is take an opportunity to interview them, to learn more about who they are and what they're doing to make their business grow. This benefits all of us, not just from the standpoint of inspiration and motivation, but also from the skills and activities and understanding we get from learning how another person is doing their business and taking advantage of what they already know and have learned. Now, the young lady I'm going to interview in a couple of minutes, fortunately for me, happens to be a longtime friend. Now, we weren't as close of friends as her sister and I were, but I've known Beth for almost 39 years. She's just a little girl in grammar school when I first met her, and now she's all grown up, has a family of her own, and has a tremendous story to tell. Coming from the standpoint of, you know, we're all kind of ordinary people, give or take 5%, we're all about the same. But there's all kinds of things we can learn about ourselves and the world when we get into an opportunity like Biomedics offers. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Beth do a little intro on herself so you kind of get a feel for who she is. And then I'm going to ask her a series of questions to bring out the goodness and the high points and the things that she's doing to build her business. She's been very, very successful. She's done it very quickly. She has very, very consistent, steady, predictable growth because she has a system. And I want to, through the process of asking the questions and having her respond to me, bring out the points that might help all of you the most. So this isn't a call just about her to make her famous. She didn't even want to really do the call until she found out it might benefit others, especially her own group, if we were to do this interview. So I formulated some questions to kind of help to bring the goodness to the surface. So at this point, since we're going to be quick as and short as we can on the call tonight, let me introduce my friend and distributor with Biomedics, Beth Asir. Beth?
I'm here.
Okay, you're on the line with us. Why don't you start by first telling everybody who you are. Give them a little description, a little background on yourself, so we get a feel for who you are personally.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Asir, and I am a speech-language pathologist. I work for the local school system here, and I provide therapy for children that have speech and language disorders. And my husband, Bob, and I have two young children. We live here in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay. So, you see, guys, relatively ordinary American family. Mom and a pop and 2.3 children, and that's who we are. We're the average American people, but we have a unique opportunity. So here's my first question for you, Beth. Let's go back to the beginning. Why did you decide to join the Biomed? What were some of the reasons or the key reason for you doing that?
Well, initially, you know that I wanted to join because I wanted to get the two products that a doctor had recommended for me to take to offset the bone loss that I had occurred from going through 20 rounds of chemotherapy. I wanted to get a discount on the products. So after investigating, Googling Biomedics, I found out that I could become my own distributor. But after filling out the application, I realized that you have to have someone share this opportunity with you that's already in the company. And that's when I found you, and you actually showed me the opportunity, the business opportunity. And when I saw that, I got really excited because I thought, wow, I can actually get paid for taking the vitamins. So that was really why I joined the, and then also knowing that I could actually pay off all my medical bills was very exciting for me.
Okay, so it started out that you really just wanted a discount on something that you knew you needed to take anyway, but then when you learned more, it became obvious that there was a much bigger reason to become a part of this, and that was, of course, they would pay you to take the same products that you needed to take anyway, but now, because you built the business, now you can get it for the whole family and still make plenty of profit, and I think that's pretty exciting. What attracted you the most about the opportunity in the early time, in the early period when you look at this?
Well, when you were asking me questions about why I would want to get involved, what were my goals, knowing that I didn't know anything about business, running a business, you answered all my questions that there was no selling, that I wouldn't have to go door-to-door and sell things, or there was no recruiting, which I was unfamiliar with doing. So you settled that. I felt more comfortable knowing that that was not involved. And then the other thing was finding out about how much I was going to have to invest. Because immediately you're showing me this, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have to invest thousands of dollars to get involved in this. And when you told me that there was, or shared with me that there was no money involvement as far as a huge investment, and you showed me the comp calculator, I was like, wow. I am so impressed, so excited to know that I can become a part of this company and take something that's going to make me healthier and stronger and live a longer life and to get paid for it. That's what really attracted to me. And then knowing that all of a sudden all my goals for the future started popping up and going, wow, I can actually achieve my goals by becoming a member, joining in.
Okay, let me paraphrase that just a little bit, because I remember those early conversations that we had, and I remember what your apprehension was, and it was because you knew that you'd had those huge medical bills that were still staring at you, even though you had beaten the disease twice, but now you had to fill those holes. And I remember you saying to me two things. First of all, you said, Dave, I can't go in the hole. If I get into a business, yeah, I can't invest money and create another debt. I remember you saying that.
Yes,
and the second
right.
thing you'd said to me was, now, I'll tell you right up front, I'm not good at selling and recruiting, if that's what we got to do. And I remember not telling you, but asking you these two questions. I said, Beth, this was the answer to the a response to the suggestion that you couldn't go in the hole. I said, what if I could show you a way to become profitable within the first 30, 60 to 90 days, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the cost of doing the business, because there really isn't any upfront cost, just the month to month. And you said, well, that would be great. And it was at that point that I think we went back to the comp calculator and I showed you how quickly we could do that, and you went to work right away and pretty much got to the point where you were profitable your very first month. And in response to the second question about selling and recruiting, I asked you this question. I said, if there was a way to do it without selling and recruiting, would you like to take a look and see how we do that? And you said, yes. And that's when I started to introduce the idea of the Billy Goat's Gruff and making an approach to the market and let me handle everything so I could demonstrate that for you. And from there, it just took off, and you were a great student even to this day.
Well, what was great about that is once you started sharing the information with me, and I look back at that first day that you showed me everything, I was seeing that you were actually using everything that you have taught me now. You were leading by example, using the Alpha Script and the Billy Goat's Gruff. So when I look back at that, I'm like, wow, he was using it right away when he first introduced me everything.
Right. It's not just a theory. I actually walked the walk with this, so thanks for pointing that out. That's a good point. All right, let's go to the next question. What are your three or, among your top goals that you'd be comfortable to share with the rest of the group here? What motivates you to do this in your spare time with a busy family life and a full-time, job and all that kind of stuff? What is it that keeps you moving here?
Well, after going through what I went through, retiring from my career in the school system is my number one goal. Knowing that my family is very important to me and to be able to be there for them at any time, drop of a hat. So retiring from my career is number one top goal, which I plan on reaching soon. I guess another goal would have to be for my husband Bob and I, for both of us to be stay-at-home parents, knowing that I've met other people in the company who are stay-at-home parents. I was like, wow, that's a great goal. We would both be able to be there for our kids and actually do our hobbies that we enjoy doing, like gardening and exercising, having more freedom of time for us to be together. And definitely my third goal would be to be able to travel. Get up and go anytime, any place in the world with Bob and my kids. Oh, that would be an ultimate dream. So that, I'd have to say, picking three goals, those would be my top three.
Okay, now let me go back for a second. When you say retire from the school system, what you mean is replace the income that you make there with the income you make here on a part-time basis so that you're no longer, subjected to the schedules and responsibilities that you have there, so you have the freedom and flexibility. And everything you just named falls under one heading, financial freedom. So all three of your top goals can be accomplished by doing one thing. And that's achieving financial freedom, which I know is your ultimate goal with biomedics. So that's really good, really good. But see, I understand the values that you hold dear to you. And those values are where you attached your goals, which keeps you moving on this. And in a few minutes here, we're going to expose, some of the details of how you've done it. All right, let's go to the next question. What do you like the most about the business?
What do I like the most? Well, I would definitely say that I feel, personally, that the business is very simple. And it's so simple enough, like you always talk about ordinary people. I definitely consider myself ordinary. But it's so simple enough that I am earning while I'm learning. And I love saying that because it's true. Because I was profitable, as you know, Dave, in my first month. Okay, so I'm constantly learning. Every day I learn from this business. And the fact that I didn't have to go back to school and get another master's degree to learn how to run a business or learn how to actually run this business was a plus for me. So, again, earn while you learn. What's another thing? I love that it's at the service of others. The fact, because of my field, I'm always helping people, and I work with children, so I'm always helping children. But after what I've been through, I've helped a lot of women who have been diagnosed. So I find that this business with biomedics, I am helping so many people. I'm helping them reach their goals, their dreams, whether it's health or financial, whatever. So I'd have to say those are the two things. Simple, easy to learn, earn what you learn. I like that. I'm going to have to use that more often. And that it's at the service of others.
Excellent. Good answer. I mean, those are both great answers. In fact, I don't know which one would be the more important of the two, honestly. I mean, that is incredible. They both really are powerful responses to that question. Okay, let's move on to the next one. We're good. We're more than halfway done here. What are the most important things that you've learned in these four areas? And you can take a 30 seconds on each of them if you want, but here's the four. What are the most important things you've learned about A, yourself, B, the business, C, other people, especially those in your group, and D, about your future? So let's start with yourself. What are the most important things you've learned about yourself?
Make me laugh. I have definitely become stronger. I remember when you started to show me how to get the business going, when you were training me, when you told me that I was going to speak in front of a group of people, I was nervous. So now I can run the show without you, basically. So I know personally I have been stronger, more confident, and Now, people may say, oh, you're a speech therapist. How can you be afraid to speak in front of people? I work with children, so it's easier for me to talk in front of the kids, work with kids. But with adults, speaking about something that I don't know enough about or feel confident about, I'm more confident now. I know more about what I'm sharing with people. So that's definitely about myself, that I'm stronger.
And in that respect, let me point out what the real key to that is, because I've gotten to watch you do this, and it's been a beautiful thing to witness. But when you say you learned something about yourself, the fact that you developed the strength, here's what it was. Your goals were very important to you. You defined them. You followed the goal-setting course that I put together for you very, very closely. So when it came time for you to speak and you didn't want to do that, I recognized that there was nothing I could do to make you do it. So what I did is I said, Beth, are you serious about those goals you set with me? And you said, well, yeah. I said, you really want to make $10,000 a month? You said, sure. I said, well, one of the steps to getting there is you beginning to learn to take over the group and lead. And that's all I had to say. You got it instantly. Nothing was going to stand between you and the goals you have for your future and your family. And that's when you started to make the transition. You began to practice and develop skills, and you developed some confidence, and you really can run it without me now. And I'm really, really proud of that. So that is a big, big aha and a big personal growth point for you. So that's great. Okay, let's go on.
And I remember, real quick, I remember that when we first started, I always had my notebook taking notes. Then I got the tape recorder. Then I got the video camera. So I was able to use all those tools to help improve myself, you know, my own personal growth. So I remember doing that.
You're a little shy about the way you said it, but when I asked you to speak the first time, you didn't even want to give a testimony. Ask me to do that. You just wanted to be there. You want me to come over to your house and talk to your group, but you didn't want to do it. And now you look forward to it because it's become part of your daily activity. I think that's terrific. Okay, let's go on to see.
I was going to say I'm more confident, too, so.
Well, that comes with practice and skill development, so you absolutely should be, and that's great. All right, now, what are the most important things you learned about the business?
Well, it's definitely a lot more fun than I expected. I'm having a great time meeting a lot of new people. I loved going out to the launch and meeting Ted and Chris and Rochelle and Kathy Jo, and it'll take me a while to name everybody off, but just meeting everybody at corporate and meeting people throughout the United States and going to the wealth coaching workshop. So I enjoy that part and the fact that it is always at the service of others.
Right. Okay. What have you learned about other people, especially those on the team that you're building?
Well, I have learned that people have to want to change. They, like with myself, they have to learn if this is their goal, they can't expect the proven system to change to the way they want it. Because you have a proven system, you actually have to change yourself. You have to think about your goals and what you want to accomplish, and you have to change. Like I said, you have to change yourself. So I found that there's people in the group that it took them a little while to learn that they've got to change themselves to reach their goals. So I would have to say that would be the big thing about my group.
Okay. Again, to summarize, what you realize is, I guess what I realized coming into this, is that we're really kind of all the same. It's just that the difference between us is probably the rate at which we get over our own stubbornness and the rate at which we're able to learn things. But we're all about the same, give or take 5%. And here's what I think you're saying, is that you really can't change anybody, but you can hope to give them enough value, like you did for yourself and like I tried to help you do, is to overcome your challenges and change on your own. And I get that big time. And that's, your group is doing that. And so you're leading by example again, which is great. Now, last part of this question. What are the most important things you've learned about your future?
That my dreams can come true. It looks brighter.
That you actually have some control over your destiny, maybe?
Oh, yes. We all have control.
Isn't that great to have that?
Mm-hmm.
But actually have a handle on it. It's almost like you put your hands on the steering wheel here, and now you're developing the driving skills to steer this thing with great precision and great predictability exactly where you want to be.
Like you say, you just have to get on track and stay on track. And
yes.
If you go off, like sometimes some of us do, we go off the track, we just have to get back on. We know where the track is. So.
You're good. Okay, let's go on to the next one. What are the three most important activities, two parts to this one, what are the three most important activities that you A, do to build your own business, and B, do to help your team grow as a whole? So let's start with the first part. What do you do to build your own business? Two or three most important activities.
I definitely make myself available to my team. So I know that that's important to build my business. I know that I always constantly update my list, and I've changed my Y card twice, and I seem to always add goals, and also including my family with it has helped my business grow, because with my children working and then coming home, and I know all the moms can relate to this, is that we have to clean house before an HBO, and I've actually shared with my children, you know, you help mommy out, I'm going to give you 10% of my check when it comes in. So they're excited about that because they already know what they want to save to purchase with that money. So I include them, and of course my husband Bob is a supportive. And I also lead by example. I always show that for them. And my dream book, the kids and my husband are involved with that. So I think that's important, is when you do have a family, to have everybody involved. Because if somebody's against you, it's going to be hard. So you having the family included has helped my business grow.
Okay. What about, I know you said, you know, accessibility and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What about follow-up for your personal business, the new business that you're bringing as you build new legs and new team members?
Well, I think that I also help my team grow with that as well. Contacting my team all the time, like in the middle of the month and even at the end of the month, I go over with them who they need to follow up with. And like that's on their team, that's, you know, that they've shared the opportunity with. So I constantly I am following up with my first level and second level, helping them reach their goals and what they need to do. And I'm constantly, like I said, I'm always available to them. They can come over, they can call me. I go on the computer with them, the GoBioBiz, to help show them what they need to look for to help, the people that they have shared the information with. Can I go on about the team?
Well,
since I'm on a roll? Or?
Yeah, but I want to make sure we point something out very specific that I've watched you do and I've heard you do that is very, very powerful. I don't even know if you realized how well you were doing it until we started to talk about it. And now I think you see that it's a very, very important thing. I did it with you, and you have perfectly matched that, and you do it with them. We talked about this the other night when we were doing the last of that series of four training calls. You have a massive amount of activity going on in your group.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the big question around the country, and I get these questions about you all the time, because you're busy with your group, but I'm busy with the whole country, and they always want to know, what's she doing? How's she getting that to happen? Well, you're using the proven system. But very specifically, that activity is to follow up with your team and ask the right questions. Now, the right questions are based on the information you already have. So I knew how to get you to do what you already wanted to do by attraction, and that was asking you the right question based on information I already had about you. And the information I had was to know what's important to you, to know what's valuable to you,
right,
to know what your goals were. And so I would ask the questions that would get you to want to do those things that would most serve you in your growth. And so I think I've heard you do the same thing with your team. Tell everybody what the question is you asked to get this many home presentations, what we call HBOs, and trainings to go every month in your group.
Well, I personally call everybody up and I ask them, when would you like to have an HBO at your home? I just flat out ask them when. And they, let me get my calendar out, and they pick a date and I write it down.
Right. Now, the key word here, everybody, is when. She doesn't say, if you want to have one, or would you like to have one, or are you considering having one. She calls up and she says, and she doesn't call everybody, she calls the team leaders. She's got groups now. The group's so big she couldn't call everybody, but she calls the squad leaders. She's now a captain. She's calling the lieutenants. And the lieutenants organize their little platoons. And so she calls the lieutenants each month. And the question, the key word is, when are you going to have yours next month? Now get this now. A couple key words here. When and next month. She's planning next month, this month. How many do you have already for next month?
Seven.
Seven already, and you're not finished scheduling them. That's seven HBOs for the month of what would be May,
mm-hmm.
And we had, I think we had seven or eight or nine this month, too.
Right.
This current month. And you always ask the question for next month. You're planning next month now. That's a key activity. And you're also asking the question when. Now, how can you get away with when? How can you be so bold as to do that with your lieutenants? How do you get away with that with them?
Well, I know their goals. I know what they want to accomplish because I did have one of my first trainings that I had with, as you call it, lieutenants. I asked them to fill out their Y cards, and I explained Y cards, and then we talked about goals, and we made our dream books together. And so I got to hear from them what their goals are. So I know them. I have them written down. So if when I call them, oh, I know what your goal is, Brenda, so when would you like to have an HBO? So I think that's important. I've really gotten to know my team. I know their families. I know them personally. So I can work with them. I like I said, I'm there for them. I can help them and guide them in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so here's the key point of asking a question like that. I'll ask the whole question that goes beyond the implication. When Beth asks a question to one of her top leaders, and she says, when do you want to host your next HBO, this coming month? In this case, it would be May. What the rest of that really implies is, here's how she's really asked. When do you want to schedule the next event that's going to help you reach the goal that you told me is important to you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what she's saying, even though those words don't come out, because she's already set it up. It's like scoring in volleyball. You score after the ball's been set at the net. Well, Beth set herself up at the net, so when she comes down on that ball, it's a score every time. You don't get much resistance with that question, do you, Beth?
Oh, not at all.
Not at all, because you set yourself up for success. It's a win-win. You're helping your team get everything they want, and that means you're going to get everything you want. And that's the way this works. Well, I there's just no more we say about that. That is absolutely a beautiful thing. So maybe number six is the key question to this whole thing. So that was better than number five. Okay, we got a couple more to go, and we're finished here. What have you accomplished so far since you joined us last June?
Oh, okay. Well,
give it to us from a couple aspects. Income, team growth, the rate of growth, the steadiness of the growth, and, of course, your current rank. Let's talk about how you climb the ranks here.
Well, as far as income, I as I stated earlier, I was profitable in my first month, and now I've actually matched what I make from working in the school system. So I've matched that, so that's a huge goal for me. As far as ranks, I, of course, joined as a silver consultant. I am now a platinum supervisor. So if I think back on that, I would say there's a couple times that I jumped a rank every month, or otherwise it was every other month I jumped a rank. Since June of 07, and I only have three more ranks to reach, so I look forward to reaching them quickly. One of the things that I know I've shared with you, Dave, is that I am also a visual learner, so print printing out the compensation plan of showing where the ranks are helps me, and I've actually shared that with my team as well. And I write down when I reached the goals and who were my team members that helped me reach that goal. And when we have a training or I have a get-together, I actually reward them for reaching their goal, their rank that they have achieved. And, of course, I always thank them because the only way I am going to improve and grow is by helping them, and that's when I call it the win-win situation. Everybody wins. Did I answer all your questions? I can't remember.
Perfectly.
Okay.
Absolutely perfectly. All right. Number eight. What is your next important goal? Or, and you can answer this in a couple, again, different ways. Rank, your financial goal, the team goal. What are the next goals in each of those categories?
Well, team, I want to help them each month reach whatever their goal is, whether it's a monetary goal or a rank goal. I help them in any way, shape, or form that I can. Personally, I would like to, like I said, retire from my career, so I would like to reach 5,000 a month by August, so I don't have to go back in the fall. That would be an ultimate goal for me to reach. Rank, of course, I'm step by step, so the next goal is to reach sales director.
So that would make you what now?
Well, I'm a platinum supervisor now.
Okay. And that's the last rank you can achieve before you go director, and the next step, you're right, is sales director. And I think that that's within range, right? I mean, you're within 1 to 2 months of making sales director.
Correct.
So that's pretty hot. Financially, it's clear. By August, 5,000 a month. That's that's certainly doable. And the team, let's talk about your team just for a second.
Okay.
Do you have some people that are up in the supervisor range that are looking to change to the next level of supervisor in the next 30 to 60 days?
Yes.
Have you had anybody go this month? I know you had several make supervisor rank jumps last month. Is there anybody going to make it this month?
I think I have one that is just one, I don't know how I would describe it, what, just one person shy of her becoming a silver supervisor. And I think I might have some more platinum consultants moving up, too.
Excellent. It's always good to have the whole gang moving together, and that's why I think you're in exponential growth. So another good set of answers. Okay, and last, why don't you describe for us, give us an image, paint a picture of what the future looks like for you now that, you know, you're on this path. If you were to continue just like you are right now, what does the future look like? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years out for you?
I'm relaxed on a beach, listening to the ocean waves come up, and knowing that I can be on that beach with my family and know that a residual income check is coming in every month. That's what I envision. Just relaxation, peacefulness.
Do you think any of that can be accomplished in, say, 2 years from now?
Most definitely.
Okay.
If I keep on this proven system track, most definitely.
Right. So you know 5 years and 10 years out, just better, just more of the same. And I think that's the key, is that the future looks bright no matter how you slice it, but you have some very, very clear images of what that future looks like and how that's going to suit you when you reach those goals. And I think with what you've accomplished in the first 10 months here, there's no doubt in my mind that if you continue on this same path, in 2 years, you should be well past where I was in my first 2 years. And that's exciting to me because I did pretty good in spite of myself. Again, because I, being ordinary, knew that I couldn't come up with a new way to do this, so I decided to finally adapt, break down my own stubbornness, and adapt to the proven system, just like you're doing. And you're getting the same predictable path and growth that I did my first couple years, which is more proof that using a system, which is more duplicatable than us being duplicatable. See, I'm not duplicatable, and neither are you. But the system is.
Mm-hmm.
And our adaptation to that system is what makes this thing fly. And you're doing a great job of that. Any other closing thoughts that you might have for the group? Anything you can, any tips you can give them to help them move along quicker? Or maybe somebody that's a new guest listening that may want to take a look at this. Maybe you want to say something to them. And then I'll open it up in case anybody has anything to share or ask you.
Well, something that Bob and I had talked about a couple nights ago, that with this business opportunity, you can give yourself a raise every time you sponsor somebody in. And I, when he brought that up, I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. I can get a raise every time I share this with somebody. Where can you get that out there in corporate America? I know in the school system, I'm lucky if I get a raise every year, where with this opportunity, like I said, the sky's the limit. Give yourself a raise as much as possible. And then the other thing that we had talked about is that my husband's an entrepreneur, and he was sharing with me his thoughts about he doesn't know of any business that's out there that you can start and be a part of monthly, that and that you can run, where you only have expenses of $200 a month. It's just not out there. I mean, if it is out there, somebody please share it, because I'd love to know about it, because I don't know. I think biomedics is awesome. As my kids would say, the bomb, Mom. So that's all I can think of right now.
That's actually pretty good. So that's great. All right, let me open up the lines here for a second.
Okay.
So hold on. Okay, we're open now. If somebody would like to ask Beth a question or make any kind of comment or suggestion as to what you've heard here in this interview, that would be great. Snap off your mute and feel free to speak. And those of you that are waiting to speak, please keep the mutes on so because we're all open to the line now. Anybody at all?
Beth?
Yes?
Hi, this is Lisa. I just would like to say that I really do wish that I could have heard this interview in my very first month with Biomedics. I think that the two of you have laid this out so clearly and beautifully, and I think it has got to be a tremendous inspiration to everybody who's been here for, you know, a year or less, to hear your discussion of what this experience has been like for you and how really simple you've made it just by adapting yourself to the system that was already there for you. And I really appreciate you doing this for the sake of, you know, the people that I'm nurturing along. And I also, like I said, I wish that I could have heard this very thing, you know, in my very first month.
Thank you, Lisa. So sweet of you to say. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Anybody else?
Beth and David.
Yes.
This is Teresa Pulley. I just wanted to say this was an awesome call, and a couple of comments that Beth made that just really, for me, one of them was she made the comment that she was profitable her first month, and David, you know as well as I do that I was also, and I think that many of us are very profitable our first month, but we really don't think about it. But that is something so awesome to share to prospects, because when I opened up my gift basket business, I wasn't profitable the first year. Leading into my second year, it was still a struggle. So I think that was just, that's such an awesome state. And then the other thing that Beth said, she just kind of said it a little bit different way than what I've always heard in the past, or what I've always said, that if I wanted a raise, I just have to really look in the mirror and, you know, ask for the raise. But she said it in a different way, something like, every time I sponsor someone, I'm giving myself a raise. And I just love the way that you said that. So just wanted to say thanks, and awesome call.
Thank you, Teresa.
Allison Blackman and Raleigh, we really appreciate what you're doing for our group by doing this tonight. And Frankie wants to say something to you. Hold on.
Hi, Allison.
Hey.
Hey, Allison.
Frankie here.
Hey, Frankie.
Awesome call. You and Dave did a great job of putting it out. And what really stood out for me was definitely the fact that you have matched your income in less than a year that you do full-time. You've done it very part-time with biomedics. So, I mean, the number of hours, I mean, if you calculated it out of, you know, X number of dollars times this many hours, you're making a ton of money, probably that of a surgeon or something like that. That's pretty cool.
You're right, Frankie. In fact, that's something that I usually mention, but I didn't tonight, is that when I first got started, I was only spending about an hour a week doing this. And I have increased my time now with my 10th month, and over the summer, not working for the school system, I'll be able to really put in that 2 hours a day. But that is important to know, that just an hour a week, I was profitable in my first month.
It's Allison again. As Jim Rohn says, and you're doing it part-time, and people love to hear people doing it part-time.
You're right, Allison. I only have part-time to be able to do it anyhow.
Yeah, but she's in the NFL, which means not for long, so about that possibility, too.
Oh, and for anybody new listening, I mean, this is one of the things that I always talk about is I've met Lisa and Allison and Frankie and Teresa, and to hear them make comments, it makes me feel really good. So I'm very fortunate to be a part of such a wonderful company, a wonderful group. Thanks, guys.
Beth, a great call, and Dave, a great call. This is Evelyn Collins from Wendell, North Carolina. One of the things that stood out for me, Beth, and always has since the first time I met you at the Wealth Coaching Seminar in January, is your sincerity and your dedication and your willingness to share with others. So this was an awesome call tonight. I really do appreciate it, and congratulations on all your success. And I'm working through some of my stubbornness, Dave, so I'm going to get there. Thanks again. Have a great night.
Thanks, Evelyn. Take care.
You know, it's funny when Frank and Teresa talk about being profitable the first month, and Beth did it, and everybody did it, and I wasn't profitable my first month. I made a little money, but I wasn't profitable, and the second month I was profitable, but I still hadn't earned enough back to make up both of the first 2 months. It wasn't until my third month that I actually became net profitable. So, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it, and this is really exciting to have you guys share like this. So, anything else? We'll take one or two more before we go if there's anybody wants to ask or say anything.
Hey, Beth, it's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Well, you know, everything that she said tonight is absolutely true. She called me. When do you want to have your HBO this month? I'm calling you. She calls me over to her home. We go over my goals. She's always on top of me as far as being supportive. And I tell you, without her, I probably would be more relaxed. But I tell you, when she calls, I'm like, oh, I gotta calm my downline. I gotta help my team. So she's a great leader.
Thanks, Marianne.
You're welcome. It was a great call.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon during our training.
That's right.
Hello, Beth.
Yes.
This is Reggie. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Reggie. How are you?
All right, I'm great. I just wanted to say that this call was very inspirational because that's the path that I want to take. And, you know, just by seeing someone doing it and seeing someone growing is just a more reality to me that it's going to happen for me and keeps me going because, you know, you don't want to get tripped up along the way. So this is very inspiring and, you know what I mean.
No, I know. I was going to say, Reggie, when I see you at HBO's, you always tell me that you like seeing somebody actually, you know, live in person that you can see and touch. Being successful, so I'm wonderful that I'm happy to know that we are together, you know, working towards our goals. So thanks, Reggie.
Hey, Beth.
Yes.
Cara.
Hi, Cara.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Comment. One, it was a great call, and I hope I can be half as successful as you because that's my initial goal. And two, I do, so I'm going to send this to all the attendees of my first HBO, and hopefully it will have the same effect it had on me.
Well, I'm glad that I can lead by example for you, Cara. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In case you guys don't know, Beth and Cara are friends. Cara is one of the newest team members for Beth's entire team, and we actually featured her the other night on the national call because, and I've never seen this happen in my 16 years, her very first home business overview, she promoted the opportunity to 11 people and got 9 of them to show up at her house. So she's got some kind of ability she's developing with Beth's help. So we're really excited about the prospects for Connor as well. So, I mean, Beth, you really are just getting started here. I think the next couple of years is going to be massive growth. Guys, you got some blind spots with yourself, please. But you got massive growth on the horizon here. And I think it's going to be fun to watch and certainly fun to, what we call, get in behind you and draft as you build this thing faster and faster. I want to thank Beth and all of you for being a part of this and for being so kind to be polite on the call and make the comments and ask the questions. We appreciate that. I think when we do this next month, Ted will probably be back to the interviews for this. And we're going to try to spotlight one distributor each month so we can get the goodness of the things that they're doing and share it with the rest of the field like we always do with the family. So, guys, I want to thank everybody for this, your participation tonight. Watch for the announcements for next month's call. And for who it might be. And again, I thank you, and we'll call this one officially over. Thanks, Beth. Good night, everybody.